Lecture topic. How should one's relationship be with one's Shaykh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The muhabbat for the Shaykh is something that is very, very ajeem. You don't even know what's the meaning of muhabbat for the Shaykh. You must have heard of Hazrat Mawlana Shaykh Ghazali rahmatullah alayh. His love for his Shaykh was so much that then when he should say to his other colleagues, you say, what muhabbat do you have to the Shaykh? I don't have that muhabbat. Yet his muhabbat was so high. He should always say this to me, that if Shibli and Junaid Baghdadi is in front of me, when Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, Shibli rahmatullah, very great sins, and my Shaykh is sitting there, I will only look at my Shaykh's face, I won't look at anyone else. My Shaykh can look at them, but I will not look at them. That is how you give yourself to someone. Until unless you do not give yourself in that manner, the benefit that you have to derive from that person, you won't know. And these days it is there that there is no such thing as sincerity nowadays. Lack of sincerity, lack of love, lack of trust. When you trust someone and you're sincere and honest, then you make sure that you keep to that one person no matter what you hear. You may enjoy other people's, there's this for enjoyment. My husband told once, I won't forget his words. Logo ko mukhtalif mashai se milne ke julne ke aadat. Shauk hai, not aadat, shauk. Like to meet different people. Usool mana karke hai, he says. Usool mana karke. Does not allow you to be. Because everyone got some wonders in them. But you'll have no wonders. Because you begin to learn to begin to think of looking at all the wonders of the next person and forgetting who gave you the wonders. Once, you know, one Kuzuk. He had one kitab. The kitab was not very clear. So one of the Muris said, Hazrat, a certain place that kitab is very clear. Now that statement, if you look at it, may be very a small one. But when he said that, what's the meaning of that? That you will not be able to show so much, if you cannot explain so clearly with this kitab which you have on you, that you have to need that kitab to explain. Broke all relationship with him. Not talk to him. You saw the Shaykh when he deprived, when he reprimands his murids. There's no personal gains in that. It's how to bring that condition in him that why did you do that? For what did you do that? Because they only look at the outcome. They don't look at the action. They do not look at the action, they look at the outcome. What made you do that? Why did you do that? Why did you make a statement of that kind? What was the reason for you to make that statement? You have taken up the fault of your own Shaykh to say that. In other words, you're depriving yourself of the respect you have lost. Respect means you be very careful what you say, what you do. So they actually reprimand you not because of pride or something, because why did you make that mistake? You're not supposed to talk about it. That Ustad also the same thing. So today what we are lacking is respect and being honest. Otherwise you won't run around everywhere else. If you got a doctor and the doctor is so good to you and attends to you very well and all, And he said, no, let me leave this doctor and go to another doctor. Now tell me, you benefited from this doctor, you left this doctor to go see another doctor. And that's, what will you derive from that? More harm. More? So likewise, these things here is when you give yourself to someone, think before you give. Think before you give. Once you give yourself, then you must know you can't turn away. So think a million times. They say you must think very carefully that I'm now giving my hand to this person. What is the purpose for it? So the honesty is not there. So today you realize this month that everyone, when he has a relationship with someone, he has to think for himself that I became there. I gave my hand to him. What was the purpose for it? That the sharm that you have in you, the evil that you have in you, you are trying to purify that evil in this to come good and to come to you. There's no other reason that you give your hand to a sheikh. That evil that you have in you, which is carrying with you all the time, it has to come out of you. That is why you give your hand. If that does not come into your life, then what have you achieved? That evil must go away. And what's the reason of this month that after you've given your hand to him and yet you are still with the evils? This is what my husband is saying, I'm only repeating his words. That after you gave your hand to him, at that moment, you're supposed to take out all your major sins out, it must be out of you. Minor sins gradually that will go away too, because the barakat of the major sins that you keep away from. When a man keeps away from major sins, then the minor sins gradually goes away. But if the minor sin, major sins is continuously doing, committing, then what do you expect the minor sins? So major sins are not in. So there's no sincerity. The guide is not there. Because why? Because you're relying on your effort, not relying on the one who allows you to do the work. One is you rely on yourself, and you rely on the one who's giving you the opportunity to do that thing. If you rely on yourself, then you will achieve nothing. But if you rely on the one who gave you the work to do, then you will. Because your attention, your vision is towards who? Towards Allah. Everyone's vision is not towards Allah. Allah, their vision is towards the effort. And yet 5-10 namaz you read. In every salah that you read, 5-10 namaz, sunnat, nafil, sunnat and nafil and farz. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Allah Ta'ala is showing you alone we worship. Wallah, you alone we worship. And you alone we ask for help. No one asks for help. Then why are you committing shirk? This I am not saying, I'm only repeating what my husband says. When every namaz of yours is Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, you alone we worship and you alone we ask for help. Where is that? Where is that? The help that you're supposed to get when you're sick, you do the medication the correct way, not to do the incorrect way. And then when you ask for help, Allah wants you, the sunnah, to do the right method, the means. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Every namaz that you... You see, if you read namaz, where is your attention? Where is your attention? Iyaka na'budu, you alone we worship, oh Allah. You are the only one who will not commit shirk of any kind. And you alone ask for help, that means this, you are the only one. No one can help me besides you. I'm not going to go to the wrong way committing shirk. That I must now go to the temple or go to the qabr and make tawaf and ask the qabr to help. That poor person, that great saint, is crying, Ya Allah, what is coming to me for me? When I'm asking you for help. The saint himself is crying there when you're going there to Qabr and you're making tawaf there. He is crying, Ya Allah, what is happening? Why is he coming to me when you are the one I'm asking you for help? So this kind of shirk is too much. Likewise, shirk. When you go to your one sheikh and you go to another sheikh, is also committing shirk. Those kind of people do not benefit anyway. The Mahajjah told us, they go from one place to another place, another place, another place, they will lose something. They enjoy something there, they go there, they enjoy something there, they go into, they go there, they enjoy something else. Now you are only on enjoyments, you know, enjoyments. Not for your Islah. When it's for your Islah, then you make sure that you say to one. And another thing which is sad, people only follow enjoying talks. Enjoying talks. If you enjoy the talk, mashallah. You do not enjoy the talk, sallallahu. Carry on. Whereas a sheikh, Mahazad once said, some people came. They came to me, but the door was closed. And there was no majlis. They did not even wait to meet him. They went away. Because they came for a talk. They didn't come for a to meet him. When you love the person, the Sahaba Ikram, radiallahu anhu, when they had love for Nabi Karim, they were not worried about his speech. They worried about himself. The love was with him. Love for the Shaykh in his peace, so don't speak. I love him, I don't love his talks. Because if you love his talks and you enjoy talking and crying, so you get, you know, places where people are crying, they enjoy that place. Where there's no crying, they don't enjoy it, but the crying is more from the heart. One is you cry from your heart. That cry, no one can see besides you and Allah. So the reason for this, there's a delay in whatever we get in the progress of a person's life, Islam, is merely because of this. Either he is not honest, either he is not sincere, or he's got this thing here that I'm keeping contact with this person because I'm a sick person, I'm going to come right. I've got some worldly problems, let me stay by him. Through the barakat of that, Allah will give me. Oh, I sit in company because people think, you know, this person, yeah, let us also respect him for that. And take him as a good person. This, what I'm telling you, is what Mahazad told us. That how you find people today, how they behave, whereas you're supposed to be. And just imagine that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our effort, we rely on our effort. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he says, Ya Allah, this is my effort, but it's for you to accept. But I rely on you. My effort, my attention, my sight is on you, not on the effort. It's not on my work. It's not on my namaz. It's on my Allah. My whole vision is towards you. This is my effort I could do. You gave me the opportunity to do the effort, to make the effort, but my vision is towards you. I can't do nothing. I can't. You came to this masjid now, it's not you, he brought you here. It's your effort, but he brought you here. Because your attention, your vision is towards him, Ya Allah, you brought me, not me. Now tell me that kind of person who got this kind of thing in his mind, will he look down at anyone? Will he have pride of any kind? But he'll be humble. That, oh Allah, you gave me this position, must not be taken away. The fear comes into you that I've been given this position, that he brought me here. It mustn't be that I become prideful to everyone, to look down on anyone. Possibility that he'll take it away from me. So many people you saw to see today, were coming to the masjid in fact and namaz, keep the big beards, after the beard is gone, the namaz is gone, Allahumma fast. What you talking? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to me, Ya Allah, this is my effort. Ya Allah. When a Nabi speaks like that, then who are we? When a Nabi speaks like that, who's so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they themselves do not rely on their actions at all, but they rely on the one who gave them the action to do, their attention is to our deen and no one else. So Mahazir is saying this. Because their sight was like this. Their sight was only Allah and no one else. They had no other reason to them. Today is like this. Because of this reason I'm keeping contact. Because of that reason I'm keeping contact. Because they do not look at the outer of the action, they look at the one who given them action. In other words, they're not even concerned with the reward to him. They're not even concerned with the reward. They're not worried how much I'm going to get. They were as long as he is happy. As long as he is. Allah is happy, that's all. I don't want to know whether, if he tells me, Ya Allah, your happiness is my happiness. My happiness, your happiness is my happiness. If you have to tell me, go to Jahannam, then that's your happiness, I'm going to. Because now you're not talking for yourself, you're talking for him. He is my Lord, he is my Lord. He is my master. You know when Nabi Karim says, Ya Allah, this is my dua, but you must accept it. Accept it in your hands. This is my dua, pardon. But if you're in your, you must accept it. Allah is left to you, you accept it. This is my dua. When you accept it, that's your way. It will not change me in any way that why Allah does not accept my dua. It will not change me in any way too. Why Allah? I'm speaking to Allah. He'll decide when to give me. I will not lose any kind of hopes. I will not lose any kind of hopes. I'll be still steadfast. Steadfast. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu. The Quran Allah. When Allah says, Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. When they say, Rabbuna Allah, my Rabb is Allah. Just to say my Rabb is Allah is not sufficient. Thumma istaqamu. To be very firm and steadfast in what you said, that is my Rabb. Then why are you turning to someone else? One said, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. One said, Inna thumma istaqamu. To be firm, to be steadfast, that's what Allah says. Be steadfast. These are the true mu'min. They are the true mu'min. If the quality of a mu'min is thumma istaqamu, they become very steadfast in the command of Allah. They do not move. You know, you can move, you can shift a mountain, you cannot shift their habits. When they say firm, they firm. No matter what can happen. Are we firm like that? Tell me, where is that? If you look into our lives, are we firm? If one thing your mother or father, your daughter or your wife tells you something to do, something against the law of Allah, where is the firm must have come? Look at our weddings today, what is happening? Look at everything else, what is happening? That's why Allah Ta'ala says that ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. When you become very, very firm with what my command is, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا means that you are my Rabb, I will not commit any kind of shirk. Any kind of shirk? No. I will not make a partner with you. Saying it 5 times a day. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. If only the time when you're reading Quran namaz, think of this thing, this إِيَّاكَ. You alone we worship Allah, you alone. And you alone we ask for help that no one else can help. It must instill in our hearts strongly that only you and us help. Because there's no one can help you. Those people, you ask those people who are going through some hard times now. They're going to the closest friends who are so close to them, going to ask them, can they help them? No one helps you. Turn to the one who helps you. Turn to one. Become his. And say, Sahaba Ikram were like that. They were very, very firm. They were very strong. One Sahabi, he said, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you not be in this world, what will I do? What must I do? Look at the love they have. Look at that. It is amantu billahi fastaqim. Fastaqim. Bring no man, iman on your aman to be lie, whatever my life, the whole thing. Fastaqim, become firm on that thing, steadfast. Steadfast. If you become steadfast, then you must know that Allah, then Rabbi Karim Sallam gave that advice, then you must know then that is sufficient. You don't have to go to anyone else. We are not steadfast. We are not steadfast. Because why? Our purpose now to keep a relationship with the Shaykh is not true, not honest. Otherwise, you find that the person who is true and honest, that pride that is in him will go away from him. That bad quality, the evil quality that he has in him will fade away. That anger that he'll have in him will go away. Then whatever the Shaykh tells him, Amanna billahi as the Nabi Karim told the Sahaba. Amanna. The bad habit of the cell phone too, you see. It goes away. As I told you last week of that incident of the Buzuk. One of the Rahmatullah, that point that dacha, that drug. He said, Hazrat, you're telling me to leave slowly. I'm leaving everything out. My life can go, but I'm not taking it. Why shabash? That's how you're supposed to be, that you got the evil qualities that you have in you. Ya Allah, I came here to take the thing of my son. Wash the thing out of me. Not to keep it with me too. That anger that I have on me, I'm not that anger on God. That pride that I have on God. The jealousy that happened to go out of me. To look down at people that must go out of me. The love for the world must go out of me. Yes, Mahazar said once, when a person comes to stay by a Buzruk with this kind of intention to prosper in the rest of it, of this world, he said, where the dunya came from? He came for? He did not come because he wants this for dunya that is keeping with this Buzruk of this world. No, that people say, hey, that person, he's got contact with that alim. Good contact, that is. Whereas the buzuks of that time, they tell him, by apna kaam karo. So this life, the life become like this when you become close to the buzugani being, it must become that, you know, whether you're with the people or not people, the same. Whether you're mamulat, when you're alone, you do the same. When you're with the people, you do the same. It's not that when you're among the people, you namaz in a different way. When you're alone, in a different way. You know, there was one person. His son, when he reads namaz at home, he reads anyhow. When he comes from the people, he reads a different way. So one day, you know, they took him like a buzruk, so they invited him somewhere to eat. He went there. He ate so little bit. Oh, buzruk, eh? He ate so little bit. Namaz. 2 rakat, maybe taking 2-3 hours to eat more buzruk like this. Now his son is watching all this. Now after he finished eat the little bit food and all, he went home. He told the wife, take our food now. But the wife said, you went to eat. So that's different now. That's different. I want to really eat now. I want to. So this child telling him, then how come you read namaz so short here, they were so long? He said, that too, I'm sure that someone has read namaz like that. So the child telling him, father, you repeat all your namazes, please. You repeat? You're committing shirk. This is our condition. Let us not look at others. That Buzu gave this incident not for others, it's for us. You look at your self condition. That doesn't mean now you need namaz, someone looking at it, hey, that's looking at me now. That's also wahm now. Sometimes you don't have the intention to be namaz, and while you finish make salam, one for looking at you, say, hey, that's for looking at me now. Well, that is behem now. One is to think like that, that before I read namaz, that you know what, I'm showing people. Allah did not make it difficult. Now he's coming. Hazrat is making namaz. So these are the things called shirk, which we have to take it out of our lives, that we have only one. That's why they say when you come to the masjid, you sit down one side, you sit down with so much of sukoon, you are looking at me and I'm looking at you. Allahu Naziri. Allahu Ma'anai Luki. But we are, we come here outside, you see people talking, the cell phone inside, cell phone outside. When you out of the door, before namaz, the person is with your cell phone, if you're talking your business, you come to the masjid, you talk your business, then what kind of salah that would be? Whereas we have been given the opportunity to read the four rakat sunnah before the faras, prepare yourself for the great namaz, that's faras. Where you sit down in the complete contentment, sukoon, masjid, وَمَنْ دَخَلُوا كَانَ آمِنًا. A place of sukoon. Peace, contentment, tranquility. Everything of your sickness goes away. Every stress goes away. Everything goes away. That's how it's going to be namaz. The way you sit in namaz in a masjid, completely would, like no one is with you beside him. Just waiting to just make a salah. So these are the qualities that we must have in us. That why did you come into the majlis? For what? What did you come for? It is your sincerity that you came here. You could have done so many other things. I want your most benefit. I want that you must come so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want that the qualities you have in you, it must come out of you. I want you must have this intention, ya Allah, I'm coming with this intention that I'm coming empty and going out full. Today you're coming full and going empty. And remember one thing, I'll give one advice. Don't talk to others. Don't give lectures to others. Lecture yourself. Lecture to yourself. Some people come here to give lectures to others. What have you learned there? What you heard there? Baba, we don't learn nothing. We learn to become a man. You want to? To follow what we supposed to do. The moment you begin to give people other lectures, you know your lectures will no effect at all. You must do yourself the work and as far as possible. Jalwat and khalwat. Jalwat means alone, and khalwat to people will be the same. Do not meet people unnecessarily. That is on the road to suluk. Do not meet the people unnecessarily. If someone call you for someone, do his work in khalas. Killat e kalam. In this road to suluk, killat e kalam, do not talk. Everyone wants to talk now. The less you talk and the less you meet, you'll find you speak to Allah more. Make the zikr of Allah. Make the zikr. And sad to say, but you know, today also I met a person. He's crying to me saying, my wife is busy with the cell phone. I don't want to talk about it. But that is a big shaitan today. You know, this drug is nothing. This thing has caused so much of harm in people's homes that before the lady should complain that my husband don't talk to me. Now the husband complains, the wife not talking to me. Where are we gone to? And before we had no Islamic schools, we had no Muslim schools, we had all mixed schools, but we had our house is Islamic. Our house is Islamic. The mother wakes up in the morning, take the name of Allah. You open the Quran. When you go into the madrasa, you're going to leaving home making salam. Respect for mother and father was so great that time. We're going to school, the mother kisses the child. Now there's no such thing as that. The child goes to school, she's mixing around everyone. Those days you should mix around everyone too. But what was the effect? When they come back from school, they're going to the madrasa. The first thing, the thing the father and mother, what is read the namaz. Your namaz is 5 times you should perform namaz. All the past we look at it, we are going to school of that kind. But what was it that made us become so close to Allah Ta'ala? Yes. Our house. The madrasa is your house, it's not the madrasa. We just send our children to madrasas, but your main madrasa is? Before when you come from madrasa, from school, and you go to madrasa, the mother that concerned now that, you know, my child now must know, what did you learn in a madrasa? Now, what did you learn in school? No problem. But she's prepared, the parents are prepared to forego their madrasa in afternoons to give them private tuition. Private tuition to deprive them of their madrasa. In the end, they come to realize, what must we do now? Sad part of it is they're paying thousands of rands for schools, big, big fees, where the school themselves could give them the education. They don't have to go for tuition. I don't want to say more than that. I have some arguing problems. Just to tell you this much, that we are gone to that extent that our society, Mahasa said in 1985 or 1990 something, fitna, fitna, fitna. So much of fitna is coming, more and more is coming. And more madrasas are coming. More and more darunun are coming. This Mahasa said this. What's the difference? Any difference? Those days were no madrasa, no darununs. But they had darununs in the houses. Madrasas in the houses. That brought them more closer to Allah. So let us worry about putting our houses right. Our houses right. Oh, my mothers and sisters. Oh, my brothers. Please, bring about madrasa in your homes. Make your homes a madrasa. When you wake up in the morning, read Yasin Sharif. What before you see it, open the kitab and at least read one or two hadiths. Let your children read, not you. Your children must read that. You see how much the barakah there is in the sunnah of Nabi Kareem. You see what a different makeup. And as far as possible, check that health. If you can get rid of that, you must know you must read it. Otherwise, our Islam will be very difficult. One side you're making Islam, another side, you're losing out. Allah Ta'ala must protect us. Every father is battling to every mother is that. Parda is gone also. They're making parda, but no parda. They're making parda. There was one person in those days, you know, when they take a woman, they should put in a, you know, horse or an animal and they cover the whole thing. One day, one person, rich man, he sees his daughter just opening that thing to see on him. He took the gun and shot her. He took the gun, you may be a pandavi. And today they're doing fancy, fancy things. That you mustn't, don't look or look too tight. You don't want to look too tight. The attraction is there. Only Allah knows the intention. I'm not talking, I'm not saying what the intention is. You beautify for your husband. You don't beautify for others to look at. Now you're attracting them towards you, you're not getting a sin for that. Allah Hamari Father from mine. Because every home, we can't talk of anyone. Every home got that. So if we want barakat in the house, as I mentioned, our Islam. Make your Islam. The evils in our heart, the evils outside, inside, must take it out. Bring the good qualities in us. Bring the love of Allah in us. The love of Nabi Kareem. The respect for people. Do not have pride in us. Anger must not be there. Jealousy must not be there. These are the things that were supposed to be done by the Shaykh to want to purify himself. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala, amal kanin tawfiq yasin, and follow the sunnah tariqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala sallam, Muhammadin wa ala sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta.